we have been really reaching out to have folks in this country recognize that NASA is a part of responding to this Sputnik moment, just like we were over 50 years ago. And the way we're going to do that is teaming with industry in unique new ways so that we can tap into the innovation of the American spirit.
Now, this idea of using commercial services to ferry people up to the shuttle and so forth has gotten a lot of discussion. Is it really that big a departure from the way NASA has always operated with 10-to-1 contractors to employees?
It is not that different. We have about 85% of your federal dollar at NASA goes to the private sector, as you suggest, and for our nearly or over 50 years of transporting cargo and crew to the space station, industry's been right there with us. So what we're looking to do is procure services from industry directly in a way that is with a fixed price, sort of similar to the way we do it with the Russians right now, but doing it from U.S. industry instead of a typical cost-plus contract, which is primarily used for new development programs on things that you've never done before. We've been doing this for quite a while, so we think it's time.
So do you feel like that there are hurdles that you have already overcome? You know, you've sort of set down the test pattern and figured out the path, or are there challenges that you're going to have to meet to pull this off?
I would definitely say both. We've made a lot of progress on this path. Certainly the successful flight of the Falcon 9 rocket last December with the Dragon recovering, first time ever a private sector developed returned vehicle from space is fabulous, fabulous progress. But we know there are challenges ahead. NASA's heart and soul is our astronauts, and transporting them to and from the International Space Station is something we take very, very seriously. So working with these companies, safety, reliability is certainly something we intend to do, and many of those tasks are yet ahead.
But you mentioned the Sputnik moment, and since Sputnik, there has been the banking of a tremendous more than a half a century of intellectual capital within NASA on building and operating spacecraft. How does that get factored into the future?
Well, the intellectual capital that exists since the first response to the Sputnik moment does not just exist at NASA. It is in our aerospace industry, and we can never forget that. So it for sure is something that we want to tap into as we go forward with these plans to do just that, to utilize those great minds who have learned from the past but who recognize we've been doing that a while. And if we can spend less, we, the government, doing that, it will allow us to continue to push the boundaries further.
Now, you personally have toured facilities and met with folks at two commercial space companies, Bigelow and Sierra Nevada. Tell me what it is you're looking for and how those meetings went. Just a thumbnail sketch.
All right. Well, those were my most recent visits this week, but I've also fairly recently been to SpaceX out in California and Orbital Sciences here in Northern Virginia, both sites where we have folks developing those cargo capabilities at this point for transportation to and from the space station. What I am looking for are ways that we can learn how to help them do things differently. The government is used to a level of oversight, which we are now recognizing the industry, as I said, has the intellectual capital themselves, that we don't need to be checking the checkers at every point. So looking for things that the government can do to help them be more successful is a big goal of those visits.
So it sounds like the biggest task that you have, or the most crucial, is to write a really good service level agreement with those contractors that will be handling, as you say, your precious asset, which is the astronauts.
That's exactly right. The difference between a cost-plus contract and a fixed-price contract is really that you have to know your requirements up front and lay them out very specifically. And as we work on that, we also have to recognize that these companies are putting their own investment at risk So we have to take them very seriously. And we have initially Space Act agreements with companies to allow us to run alongside them while they make these developments, so that when they've got vehicles operating, we can purchase seats. But that's right. It's all in the acquisition strategy and the contract mechanism.
And while it isn't all that different from what you've experienced before, do you see this as a trend that is going to gain momentum? I mean, at some point, is somebody going to say, no, 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 let's put this all back on the federal employee and not have so much partnership? Or do you see this being the way of the future?
I don't think there's much question that we know how this story ends. There are going to be private sector space vehicles going to and from space, hopefully for the very, very long future for humanity from all over the world. I think the chapters yet unwritten are how soon and will the leaders be from the United States. And what we've got with the president's plan is to invest so that that capability exists with U.S. companies who've been the lead for entire space history.
We're talking with Lori Garver. She's a deputy administrator at NASA. Did I understand what you just said right, that possibly you might be considering companies from other countries too?
No, not at all.
Okay.
When you're asking whether or not I think this will go back or whether this is the future, my point is this is the future. And if we don't lead it, someone else will.
I understand.
No, we want this to be a U.S. capability, and I do not see anyone going back. You know, this is how our economy has developed. We have the government invest in those difficult things and transition that technology to the private sector so they can reduce the cost, open new markets. NASA's not going to be the only one buying seats or payloads on these rockets. This is to help really plant seeds for that economic engine that is in response to this Sputnik moment.
And while we have you, any word yet on developments related to private companies taking over the space shuttles and continuing to use them after the final flights?
Well, what we have heard in the last week, I believe, is that the company that operates the space shuttle is one of the bidders for the next round of these activities, and that is a competition that I am not involved in and couldn't comment if I was. So I believe that's what's interesting. Lots of innovation from industry across the spectrum, of entrepreneurial companies to established companies looking to carry on this capability for our astronauts in the future. It's the whole point of this is to empower the American private industry, to transport our astronauts and their supplies to the station, and that frees up us up to do bigger things like exploring out into deep space, back to the moon, to the asteroids and Mars.